Assisted by Deacon Tom Wool. Our opening hymn is Sing of Mary. Number 715, Sing of Mary, please stand.
Glory to God. God, who through the fruit of virginity, the Blessed Mary, bestowed on the human race the grace of eternal salvation, grant, we humbly pray, that in the intercession of her, to whom we have become worthy to receive the offering of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and loves with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his brothers and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of the Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To guide us as we pray and reflect together. I ask you to please think about your own mother, or perhaps your grandmother, for a moment. Deacon Tom, I wanted to ask you, how would you summarize your mother in 3 words? What would you say?
I would say teacher and counselor and provider.
Quite profound, thank you. See that he is a hobbling. I want to ask you a small children the very same question. The response I got from one girl was simply, loves me much. 3 words, loves me much. We're celebrating the motherhood of Mary today, feast in the church. During the Christmas season, remember motherhood, her special place. Do you imagine what Jesus would be like if you didn't have Mary? Can you imagine what your life would be like if you didn't have your mother? When I was a seminarian in the last century, one of our classmates would go about making banners. He made a small banner that everybody wanted to take home for Mother's Day. Simply put it read, God made mothers because he couldn't be there. He couldn't be with us all the time. I'm sure it is. Think of what your mother did for you. Who taught you how to comb your hair? Taught you how to say thank you, or please, or not use your sleeve, or not your nose, or a napkin, or index, or handkerchief. All the things that we take for granted as we grow up. How many of you are parents? Good morning, wake up. Think of all the things you've done for your own children. Things I've taken for granted, and how delighted you were, and how happy you were they did it the right way. Motherhood is a blessing. This is a story told in one of our Midwestern towns, rural area, where the Catholic priest, the local minister, decided they should erect a nativity scene in the town square. They had no resource, so they went to the business people of the area, asked for donations, they purchased the statues. And the editor of the newspaper, the community, was quite concerned. He didn't want the children to be influenced with the Catholic teaching about Mary. He requested they put all the other statues except for the statue of Mary. The priest went to meet with the editor and they discussed why his feelings, why the statue of Mary shouldn't be the crush. He explained to him that his belief is not the same as the Catholic, he's what the Catholic doctrine to influence the children as they're growing up seeing these statues. The priest agreed that they had put up these statues without Mary, but he said to the man, only if you can tell the children why, or how Jesus would get along without Mary. Just like none of us can get along without our own mothers, or foster mothers, or whoever is taking care of their growing up. As an individual faith in our growth, we can't get away from Mary, who's our mother. The mother of Jesus, who we celebrate today. A mother who cares and loves us, embraces us, and guides us. A mother who says to us simply, you can do it. We ourselves can say, yes, I can do it. I can be a daughter, a son of God. I can live my baptism. I can be what I'm called to be. Reflection is such a God. Mary is there encouraging, blessing us, helping us with the encouragement we need to be the people who live the faith that is ours. All is our blessing. I have a friend whose mother is 97 years old last November. He always tells me, he tells her, Mommy, I love you, it's driving me crazy. To which she responds, love you, mean it. No, the emphasis on mean it. Our faith is to be the same way. We have to grow. Being the we are called to be blessed as we heard of the blessing of the first reading. Blessed by God and gifted with the mother of Jesus, who calls us and encourages us to simply say, yes, I can be the daughter of the Son of God. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Father.
Let us together profess what we live. I believe.
Thank you.
we humbly pray.
For God's holy church, in communion with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and all the bishops, may we see in Mary, the Holy Mother of God, our model of contemplative prayer and pastoral action. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of nations, may they dedicate this new year to a more intensive search for peace and reconciliation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who will face new beginnings in the year ahead, may their courage and confidence be in God, whose face shines upon them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us who consecrate this new year to God in this Eucharistic celebration, may the light of God's countenance shine upon us and give us peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that God's Spirit will rest upon them, relieve their suffering, and restore them to wholeness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially Leonard Osinski, that they may find light, happiness, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Our forecast for the day calls for very strong winds this afternoon. Let us pray for the safety of all who will be traveling. They arrive safe at their destination and return home. We humbly pray.
Lord,
hear our prayer. God our Father,
hear our prayer. Hear us, God the Son. Holy Spirit, hear our prayer. Mercy on your people, Lord.
For preparation of gifts, let us sing Ave Maria, 7:13.
Thank you.
Pray that this, our sacrifice, be accepted to God our Father. O God, who in your kindness begin all good things and bring them to fulfillment, grant to us to find joy in the solemnity of the Most Holy Mother of God, that just as we glory in the beginning of your grace, so one day we rejoice in its completion. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and ever to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name. On this, the Solemnity of the Motherhood, these on the Nativity and Veneration of the Blessed Virgin, Ever Mother. For by the outshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, while losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus, the angels praise your majesty, domination, adoring powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven, blessed seraphim, worship together with exaltation. May our own voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, "Give you thanks, Father," he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. And this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and ever eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come.
Therefore, we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection. We offer you, Father, the bread and life and the chalice of salvation. Give me thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. humbly pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we be gathered into one body, the Holy Spirit. We are a larger church spread throughout the world. Pray to the fullness of charity, together with Pope Benedict, our Holy Father, Alan, our Archbishop, and all the clergy. We are also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your faith. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that through the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed apostles and martyrs, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs up to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we humbly pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we lead us into trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, and by the help of your mercy, may we be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus our Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and dwells forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with your spirit.
Thank you.
Let's offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who come to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. In the body of Christ, keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
During communion, let us sing Christ Be Our Light, number 542.
Oh,
We have received this heavenly sacrament of joy, O God our Father. Grant, we pray, that it may lead us to eternal life, for we rejoice to proclaim the Blessed Virgin, ever Virgin Mary, Mother of your Son, Mother of the Church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with all of you.
Bow down for Christ's blessing.
May God embrace you always, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. This Mass is ended. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a wonderful holiday, everyone. Thanks for coming to pray. And say a prayer for your brothers that are dead. If they're still alive, we'll give them a big hug. The time you meet them.
As we are sent forth, let us sing number 714. O Sanctissimo, O Most Holy, number 714.
Thank you. Yeah.